On Wednesday, a number of people gathered in front of Iran's parliament to protest the results of the June 12 election. Some 200 protesters gathered in small groups at a nearby subway station in Baharistan Square. Another group converged on another square to the north of the area. The gathering was planned in advance. Police dispersed the protesters. Traffic was light, and officers controlled all the routes to and from the areas surrounding the parliament. Now, CNN has broadcast an interview with a so-called anonymous witness of Wednesday's protest in Tehran's Baharistan Square. The report is not in conformity, though, with the footage that Press TV reporters have obtained. The information given by the witness is false and unfounded.
Can you tell us what you saw today when you tried to go to Baharistan Square?
The black clad police, they stopped everyone at Sadi. They emptied the buses that were taking people there and let the private cars go on. And we went on until Ferdowsi, and then all of a sudden some 500 people with clubs and woods, they came out of Hedayat Mosque and they poured into the streets and they started beating everyone, and they tried to beat everyone on Sadi Bridge and throwing them off of the bridge, and security forces shooting on people on Lalezar. They beat people so bad. You know, in the previous days, they are killing students with axe.
Well, you heard that so-called eyewitness. You saw our pictures. Press TV's Homa Lizgi was there too when the protesters showed up near the parliament building.
Supporters of Mr. Mir Hossein Mousavi and people protesting the results of the presidential election, they had planned a gathering outside the parliament building yesterday in southern Tehran's Baharistan Square, starting from 5 p.m. local time. Groups of people did show up there, but they were dispersed. They were gradually dispersed as there was a huge security presence there. We were seeing, like, police lined up across the streets. So they couldn't actually form a gathering of the sort that you would imagine, as you're seeing the pictures that we took from there. We didn't witness any clashes while we were there yesterday. Another thing that I can tell you as well, a website affiliated to Mousavi says the planned Wednesday gathering yesterday had nothing to do with him and was an independent move. So he actually has said that he didn't call for that gathering.
Well, European diplomats continue to interfere in Iran's internal affairs despite warnings from Iranian officials for them to stay away. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband has once again supported the illegal protests and rioters. He has described Iran's post-election situation as the government and the people's crisis of credibility. Now, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has also called for the continuation of protests in Iran and said Berlin stands beside the protesters. Iran has called on the European countries such as Britain to stop making comments that fuel tension. It accuses them of manipulating riots and protests in the country following a presidential election that led to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's landslide re-election. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has said he sees the trace of the imperial hand in the post-election violence in Iran. Chavez has accused the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and European Secret Service organizations of fomenting unrest in Iran following its presidential poll. Chavez says he still supports Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and believes that he won the elections legally in the June 12th presidential election. At least 17 people have been killed in the post-election violence in Iran. It's been 13 days since Iran's presidential election, and the story still continues. Press TV has been breaking news to the world media and to you on the elections. Now, join us for 1 week of special coverage to debate and dissect a post-election Iran behind and beyond the headlines. Tune in every day at 18:30 GMT for that. Time for a recap of the headlines now. The U.S. says it will not withdraw all of its troops from Iraqi cities by the June 30 deadline.